Blog Talk Radio.
We will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. We will sing. Yes, we will sing. We will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. We will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With our mouth will we make known thy faithfulness. With our mouth will we make known thy faithfulness to all generations. We will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. We will sing. Yes, we will sing. We will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. We will sing of the mercies of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, we do thank you. We do bless you. We do praise you. We magnify you. We glorify you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for one more day as we come with an attitude of gratitude and praise and thanksgiving, as we come confessing every sin of omission and every sin of commission, and thanking you for your power, your spirit, thanking you for Jesus, thanking you for a host of angels, thanking you for your word, the body of Christ, and open heaven, the gift of salvation, the process of sanctification. Father God, hallelujah, open doors of favor, of victory, triumph. Father God, our life, health, and strength. Father God, we just come to say thank you for all of these things on this morning, for truly this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Your name is great, and your name is greatly to be praised. Thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Father, thank you for our longevity. Thank you for our effectiveness. Thank you for every ministry partner. Thank you for everybody out in the audience, those who are being edified and growing through your word. Thank you for the leaders here, Father God, in this ministry, the prayer warriors, Father God, hallelujah. Oh, Father God, anybody, everybody, la-di-da-di, and everybody, thank you for all the souls being saved, coming into the kingdom, backsliders being reclaimed, the weak saying I'm strong, the sick saying I'm healed, the broken saying I'm fixed. Glory be to God. God, we just say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We embrace the gifts of this brand new day. This is a day that you have made, and we are rejoicing and we are glad in it, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Your name is great and greatly to be praised. So, Father, we embrace the day. We thank you for it. Now we surrender the day back over to you, Father God, that you will unfold in this day whatever your desire is. And our soul says yes, Father, and because we will accept whatever you allow. And we say thank you. Hallelujah. If you didn't send it, we're not going to accept it. If you don't allow it, hallelujah, then neither are we. And so we bless you, we bless you, we bless you. Thank you, God. So have your way. May you and you alone be glorified in our service this morning. Your people edified. Satan is already horrified, but that's his business. Hallelujah. Because we are on the Lord's side, and God is on, and the Lord is on our side too. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, Lord, as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And the church did say amen, 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 and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, and top of the morning to you. Welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. Amen. I am your host on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford, amen, of the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, giving you greetings in Jesus' name. Amen. Rejoicing in the God of our salvation, TGIF. Today, God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added, will be added unto us. Amen. Amen. If this is your first time with us, welcome, 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 welcome. You have indeed come to the right place at the right time. Jesus Christ is here. Jesus Christ is Lord. Have a seat at the breakfast table. Your spiritual breakfast is about to be served. Amen. For man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And inasmuch as there is no time and distance in the spirit, you're in the right place. Amen. Hallelujah. So have a seat. Enjoy the services to the extent you keep on coming back. We're here every day. It's 7 days a week, 7 days a week, Monday through Saturdays at this hour. Then we come back on Sundays at 12. Amen. Glory be to God. And we are celebrating 12 years because if the Lord tarries, amen, the end of this year will be 12 years. It's not the Lord good. It's not the Lord good. Our services are also recorded in our archives. Amen. So you can hear it over and over and over and share it with your family and share it with your friends. Amen. And so we bless be the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We pray that all of our ministry partners, amen, and our audience and everybody is doing good today, holding on, holding on, holding on to the bloodstained banner. Amen. Hallelujah. God is more than enough. As we shared this morning on our 5 a.m. service on social media, amen, hallelujah, we already have everything we need, hallelujah. We have the scriptures to justify it. I'm telling you, the Lord is good all the time, and all the time the Lord God, he is good, amen, and amen. All right, all right, all right, all right. We want to move forward this morning. We want to hear a little bit about Brother Timothy, Brother Timothy, oh, that Timothy, I'm telling you, he was a blessing, he was a blessing, he was a blessing. He has a story, amen, glory be to God, amen, and coming to us this morning, amen, all the way from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We want to thank God, amen, for this sister here, amen. She is Johnny on the spot. She is ready like Freddie. I'm telling you, she is hungry and thirsting after righteousness. She's looking for opportunities to serve and to be in the Word. Glory be to God. She has never told me no. She has never said no. Amen. She go into prayer, amen, and ask God to give her what she need when she need it. And she always comes through. And that's because she has a hunger. She's seeking, amen, she wants to do, amen, how she wants to learn. She wants to become. And we see that. And this is why the devil wants to fight us so much, amen, glory be to God, because of her desire, amen, hallelujah. But he can't stop her, amen, glory be to God. And when she do get knocked down, she just comes back pouncing back again, amen. So we love her spirit, amen. She has gifts, amen, hallelujah, to edify the body of the Christ, amen. And she is a blessing in the Lord's kingdom and to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. She is a mother. Amen. She is a grandmother. Amen. She is a friend. She is a servant. She's a citizen. Amen. Law abiding. Amen. And most of all, she's born again and she loves Jesus. Amen. So this time, amen, what I like to do is introduce her something and present to others. Amen. She is not a stranger to us. Amen. Hallelujah. She also serves, amen, on our prayer altar. Amen. Hallelujah. It's one of our faithful prayer warriors. Amen. Praying in fire, praying in thunder. And then she'll prophesy a little bit too. Amen. Glory be to God. But that gift, amen, that the Lord has given her. Amen. Our sister Shannon Sproul. Amen. So we want to thank God that she's coming now. Amen. To elaborate. Amen. On Brother Timothy. All right. So have your pencils, have your pens. Get your Bibles, amen, glory be to God, take down some notes, amen, and be edified through the word, amen, on this morning, amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, Sister Shannon, are you there?
Good morning, yes, I am.
All right. All bright, sounding all bright, bushy-eyed. Glory be to God. Ready to go. Thank you, God. I can tell you're grateful for the opportunity, and we're grateful that you take advantage of it, too. Amen. So God bless you. Amen. And thank you for serving, and the floor is yours.
Good morning. Thank you so much, Pastor, and all of those on the line, all of our prayer partners all over the world, our sisters and brothers in Christ. And we thank you, Lord, that we rise and shine only because of his commands. We thank you for calling our hearts, our minds, our souls into existence one more day for us to come together and assemble ourselves. Our technology that we have, that we don't all have to be in the same place. But we are in the same place because of technology. And we just want to say thank you. I just enter, as the Holy Spirit tells me, I enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise, honor, and glory, lifting up the name of Jesus. We just say thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for calling our souls, our hearts, our minds back into existence. One more day, God. Forgive me, Lord, for anything that I may have said, done, thought, felt, and desired that was displeasing in your sight as I go before your people, God. God, I'm asking you, God, to give us receptive hearts, receptive minds, God, that this word will fall on the good grounds of our hearts, God. Help us, Lord, to hear what the Lord is trying to say to us through Timothy, God, and through my study time, God. In Jesus' name, God, I just want to say thank you, Lord, for allowing me to decrease and you increase, God, in my mind and in my heart, God. Thank you for what you placed on my heart to learn that I learned about Timothy and his service to you in Jesus' name. So we just want to say thank you, God, for everything. Everyone on this line, whatever they're going through, God, give them the will to let go and let God put it in God's hand. God has a way of fighting our battles. His ways are not our ways, and his thoughts are not our thoughts. Lord, just continue to be a lamp and a light unto us all, God. You know what we're going through. You know what we stand in the need of spiritually, mentally, physically, financially, God. You got it all covered, God. You say no good thing will you withhold from those that walk uprightly before you. Help us to remember that, God, that we are warriors. We did not choose you. You chose us before the foundations of the world. Lord, we love you because you first loved us, God, and you show that love every single day. You show the love, God, and we thank you, Lord, for making your face to shine down upon us today. We say thank you. Thank you for using me for such a time as this, God. Season me in these words, God, with the salt of heaven, that they may bring grace to the hearers and glory to your name and to your kingdom. In Jesus' name, we say thank you, and I say thank you, God. In Jesus' holy and precious name, I pray with thanksgiving. Amen, amen, amen. Always want to come and just give God the praise, honor, and the glory. Oh, God, I woke up. I closed my eyes, and I woke up. It was 4-something. I opened my eyes back up again. It was 5:25. But like as Pastor just said, be ye ready always. So my elaboration of Timothy, what I found out about Timothy, and the name of Timothy in the Greek means one who honors God. And Timothy definitely was that type of student. Timothy was a protege of Paul and a pastor of the church at Ephesus. Timothy's mission and theme on this earth as a servant of God and as a protege of Paul was to bring his theme and what he was designed to do here on this earth was for sound doctrine, for public worship, for church leadership, for personal discipline, and for caring for the church. These were some of the areas that Timothy was brought up and molded and made to serve under. Timothy was the recipient of 2 New Testament letters bearing his name. Timothy was the son of a Greek father and a Jewish mother. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, he was. Timothy became a Christian after Paul's first missionary visit to Lystra, we believe. But Paul learned that Timothy, at a young age, was exceptional and had a good reputation amongst his church family. 2 factors that molded Timothy's life from early childhood was a godly mother, Enos, and his faithful grandmother, Lois. They touched his life. Unknowingly, they prepared him for God's calling on his life. Later, as an adult, he reaffirmed the gospel message, which was believed first by his mother and grandmother. And you can read about that in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. The life of Timothy gives us many examples that we can use both in our personal lives and in our ministry. From an early age, Timothy put his faith in the Lord. You can find that in Acts 16 and 1. Timothy put his sincere trust in God. He was first modeled by his grandmother Lois, and she imparted that faithfulness to her daughter Eunice, who then passed it on to Timothy, her son. We see that Timothy was raised up the right way. I'm sorry, I'm being taken off my notes, so I'm just going to do what the Holy Spirit is telling me to do. Timothy was raised up the right way. Timothy was raised up to respect the Lord. Timothy was raised up to serve the Lord in spirit and in truth. Timothy was raised to go forward in victory, take your position, and walk. And Timothy learned this at the feet of his mother and his grandmother. It is so important that we pass down what God has given us to the next generation, our children, our grandchildren, and so on and so forth. We are the first teachers of our children. Parents are the first teachers of our children. They always, as the old folks say, they don't always do what we say. They do what we do, meaning they look at what we do. And even though we might say things, but we're living a life contrary, most of the time the child will follow what they see, not what they hear. So if we live a life worthy, we walk uprightly, we do the right thing, we say the right thing, even though they may see us stumble, you know, like they used to have these toys called Bo Weebles, and they would wobble, but they really wouldn't fall down. They would tilt to the side and tilt to the back, but they would not fall totally down. So if they see us having that same desire and fire, they will mimic that. You know, but children need guidance. They need discipline. They need sound. Parents, sound doctrine. And how do you find that? You find that in the Bible. Paul instructed Timothy to preserve the Christian faith by teaching sound doctrine and modeling right living. Timothy had to oppose false teachers who were leading church members away from belief in salvation by faith in Jesus Christ alone. Timothy also prayer in public worship. Timothy had to emphasize prayer in public worship must be done with a proper attitude towards God and fellow believers. These are some of the things Timothy was equipped to do by Jesus, but inspired by his grandmother and mother. Paul says Timothy had a genuine faith, the same as that which lived in his mother and grandmother. Second Timothy 1 verses 1 through 5, you can read how Eunice and Lois prepared Timothy's heart to accept Christ by teaching Timothy the Old Testament scriptures and preparing him from infancy to recognizing the Messiah when he appeared. Timothy was well surrounded around the right people. He was born into a mixed family. So Timothy had some struggles. Despite Timothy's mixed racial background, he was eagerly identified himself as a follower of the Messiah, Jesus Christ. It takes discipline to be a leader in the church. Timothy, like all pastors, had to guard his motives, minister faithfully, and live above reproach. Any pastor must keep morally and spiritually fit. The church has a responsibility to care for the needs of all its members, especially the sick, the poor, and the widowed. Caring must go beyond good intentions. And these are some of the qualities that Timothy was groomed for and that he excelled in. It's not to say that Timothy didn't have his problems, because like I said, we all know that God does not call perfect people, because no one on this earth is perfect. But God looks for progress in us. He looks for us to allow him to mold and make us into the people that he desires us to be. And by him also, Paul telling Timothy, don't let them despise you because of your youth. Timothy was saved, and he was a young servant of Christ. He was young. I believe Timothy was in his late teens and early 20s while he was out here serving the Lord. And in Paul's first letter to Timothy, he gave him instructions and advice for leading the church. He also exhorted Timothy not to let others look down upon him due to his youth, but he set the example for other believers in speech and conduct and love and faith and in purity. Paul told Timothy to be devoted to reading scripture, exhorting and teaching, and not to neglect the gift that he had been given. Are we neglecting some of the gifts God has given us? Are we using others, but not using other gifts? Are we favoring more gifts over the other? Remember also, in the book of Timothy, it also says to fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Remember that we have a responsibility to God, just as Timothy said, but we have a responsibility. We too are called to pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. We are called to all these things. And Timothy also had a chronic illness. He also had a chronic illness, too, as well, that required some attention. And Paul was able to counsel him on these things, that he needed to change his diet, and he needed to aid and relief from this condition. Paul was and Timothy was only encouraged to drink maybe a little wine to settle his stomach or for his stomach ailments. And in their time and in this time, some people would drink wine, not to drunkenness, but for certain kind of healings and certain kinds of healing mechanisms over certain things. It was not for drunkenness. For this example, we learn that it is not always God's will to heal a person miraculously. Sometimes healing comes through more natural means, if it comes at all. I just want to clarify that. I don't want nobody to say I'm trying to promote that. No. So, also what I took from Timothy, what are some of the other things that we can learn from Timothy? Beyond the tensions of his mixed racial background, Timothy, he seemed to struggle with a naturally timid character and an over-awareness of his usefulness. Timothy suffered in these areas. He suffered to find his voice. He suffered to find his place And you know, I sometimes get nervous, and if I had to do this in front of you all, I probably would be inside a ball of nervousness. But God gives us the strength to go forward with anything He calls us to do. But Timothy ultimately navigated through these times because he had a strong family support. He also had Paul. Do you know the people that God has placed in your life? He placed them in your life for a reason. Mentor, tutors, as I want to say. To mold and make you more and more like God would have you to be. Iron, sharpened as iron. You begin to be around these type of people. You begin to sit under them, under their word, through this prayer call, through the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, through different other ministries who are with sound men and women. Thank God for those that carry the good news of the gospel. And you begin to sit and you begin to let that get in your heart. And this is such a true saying. If you be around the right people and if you allow God to take hold of you and if you allow His Spirit to rule and reign in your heart, you will begin to see the fruits of the Spirit operating in your life. But you got to get around the right people. You gotta sometimes say, you know what, popularity is popular. You know, you see everybody going that way. But it takes real courage and strength to to separate yourself from those things to be made different. And we all know on this line that by one man, sin entered the world, but by another man, salvation. We each have a choice every day, serve God or serve man. Serve your flesh or serve God. We each have a choice. So, but the most important points that I took from learning and studying about Timothy was, number one, he became a believer after Paul's first missionary journey and joined him for his other two journeys. Number two, he was a respected Christian in his hometown. Number three, was Paul's special representative on several occasions. Number four, received two personal letters from Paul. And number five, probably knew Paul better than any person, becoming like a son to him. Paul loved Timothy so much that he took him under his wings. Have you ever saw somebody and you see potential in them, and maybe they might be, I'm just paraphrasing, they might be a little rough around the edges, but you see something in them. And I have people used to say this to me, and still sometime a more mature Christian, I'm going to put it like that, or a more seasoned person, say, you know what, I see something in you. I see something. You're a diamond in the rough. I see something that I can work with. That's what God sees in us. I see something in you. It ain't about what the world calls you. It ain't about what you've been through. It ain't about where you have been or where you might be right now. It's about what God sees, what He placed in you from the beginning. From the beginning. That's what He wants to get out of us. That's what I learned from Timothy. It's not about youth, it's not about age, it's not about status, it's not about what we have, what we don't have. When you line up with God, you gain everything. What good does it do a man to gain the whole world and lose his only soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? We all know these scriptures. We all heard them at some point in time in our walk with Christ. But once we allow God to come in and change us and mold and make us, and that molding and that making is not always easy. We're going to have to go through some molding. We're going to have to go through some shaping. We're going to need people. So that's why we can't become jealous and envious and backbiting and slandering one another, tearing one another down, because you never know who God has placed in your life for such a time as this. Someone has to teach us how to live that life. Somebody, we have to model behind someone. And if you have a faithful servant of God in your life, man or woman, family, natural or spiritual, I don't care who they are, but if you know in your heart of heart, that they are solid, grounded in the Word of God, leading you in the right way, even when they come with a rod of chastisement. Receive it with gladness, because whom the Lord loves, he chastises. We forget about that, because if he doesn't chastise you, you know, some of us, that means he don't belong to you. That means you don't belong to him. I'm sorry. I get a little tongue-tied sometimes. So we want to be careful, but every time somebody, I can just see, like as a child, if Timothy would have fought against Paul, probably every time he came with the rod, he would have never accomplished what he did on this earth. I don't get all wrapped up in my, but don't get in my business. Don't tell me how to live my own. When you start getting up in people's business and being real with them, I would rather have somebody be real with me. Tell me the T.I. Tell me the dealio. Don't come to me with any wishy-washy stuff. I'm just that kind of person. Anybody that has heard me throughout this line, throughout these years, you know I don't come with all that. I don't like that wishy-washy stuff. Tell me the truth. If you come in to tell me something, tell me. Because I would rather for you to tell me while we're both on this side of the earth, and if you tell me something that's going to turn me back to Christ or turn me back in the right direction, and I know that it's coming from the Word of God, I'm going to respond, and I'm going to adjust myself. How anybody else feels, and I don't know why the Holy Spirit is leading me this way, but I allow God to use me, and that's what I prayed for. But we must get out of the way of ourselves. We must get out of the way of our way of thinking, and no one can tell us nothing. We got all this Bible, all this Word in us, but we don't want nobody to say nothing. But when God help us, if we get to that place that we don't want to open up our hearts and be motivated, that we don't want to be humble. One of my prayer requests always is, God, adorn me with a meek, quiet, and humble spirit. Adorn me with the right heart. And I have some faithful prayer warriors, and I can feel the prayers of the righteous do avail as much. And I know when the right person gets on my phone or comes across my phone, I know how to respond. I used to get angry because I didn't ever understood. I thought that maybe the person was coming at me always like this because they didn't like me. The devil had set that up in my mind. But now I respond with joy. If you can understand, if you are a true Christian in your heart and you really love God, you will understand what I just said. I respond with love. I respond with humbleness. Because most of the time for me, I know when I am doing something wrong. I know when I'm going off God's path. I know when I'm going too far out into the deep. I know that. So when I see that correction or that discipline or that come in my way, I receive it. Because I already know, and us that are parents and grandparents, we know what Enos and Lois was doing. Oh, no, uh-uh, no, we're not going that way. And these might not be your natural father, grandparents, or a mother or father. These might be your spiritual parents. These might be people that God already positioned in your life. Remember what I just said. So they might be pulling you back. Oh, no, come on, let's come back now. Enough of this foolishness, God. Enough of this foolishness. Come on, I'm just sending you a quick text or sending you a shout out. No need to get angry. Don't need to see my number and block it. No need to see my number and quickly dismiss me. Because the Holy Spirit might be sending you a word. Because maybe your spiritual vision or your walk has become a little cloudy and you can't see what's coming ahead. Sometimes God put people in your way. The mold and make you to say, no, I want you to come in between. I want you to step in. I want you to put down your work schedule. I know you only get 15 minutes for your break. I know you're in a meeting, but I want you to step into the bathroom and text this person real quick. I want you to send them out a shot. And that shot, you might not know what it might be, but it might be some encouragement. It might be something to turn that person. I was on the phone one day with a sister. I was about to leave the house. I started not to answer the phone because I was so busy about my business trying to get to my car. And they was like, look, before you go out, I just was putting it on my heart to call you. Be careful before you leave out that door. be watchful, be mindful. And I let it slide. I still went to my car like as if the person never said anything to me. And I don't know who I'm speaking to, but I did it. But in that course of a day, I see many accidents. And as I was driving, almost got into a few myself. But then the only thing that it come quickened in my mind, what the person had said to me. I had to pull my car over, and I had to repent. Some of Timothy's weaknesses, though, and it's just a few, and some of his mistakes was that, number one, he struggled with a timid and reserved nature. It's a time of war, and there's a time not to war. But most of all, as God's servants, we've been given a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. How can you walk if you're walking timidly? God man might be using you to come and call some things, call someone's attention to something. I just want to tell you something real quick. Can I just, No. Sometimes you got to let the lion come out. Jesus is a lion and a lamb. God is a lion and a lamb, however you want to put it. Sometimes we might got to go, look, I want to tell you something. I got to tell you something. I got to tell you something. I got to tell it like the Holy Spirit tell me to tell you. Don't go that way. Disconnect from that person. I don't know why I'm telling you this, but something's coming down the pipeline. Don't go out today. Don't go to that place and do what you thought you was going to do because you're putting yourself in harm's way. It's a trick. You might suffer premature death, or you might suffer in some kind of way if you go this route. Sometimes we got to speak that way. Number two, mistakeness or weakness. He allowed others to look down upon his usefulness. Number three, he was apparently unable to correct some of the problems in the church of Ephesus when Paul sent him there. He was unable to be effective, probably because Timothy looked at the magnitude of all the people, all that they were doing. Maybe he looked at the things and the challenges, and maybe he said, "Oh my, I don't want to come in. I don't want to go in the midst of this." Did you ever, you know, God sometimes sends us. He sends us into the storm. God ever sent you in a place that you don't want to go, you already know it beforehand, this is going to be hard to do. You look at the situation. You don't look to God, but you look at what you're about to face, and you say, God, I don't want to deal with this. I know what this is going to lead from. Why do I have to do it? To whom much is given, much is required. I don't want to deal with this, God. But God just tells you, go. I am with you. Know that I am with you. Do all things. I'm with you. I'm there in the storm. Jesus was right on the boat, but Jesus wasn't holding his head and, oh, God, Jesus was laying there asleep. It was the disciples who was, God, Jesus, don't you see? The boat is going down. We about to perish. Jesus was laying there asleep in the midst of the storm. God said to be anxious for nothing, but let your request be made known unto God. What I mostly took from Timothy, was how in this church, in 1st and 2nd Timothy, that many people fell prey to money. Many people fell prey to money. Money, in truth, is one of the most unsatisfying of possessions. Yes, I did say that. It takes away some cares, no doubt, but it brings with it quite as many cares as it takes away. There is trouble in the getting of it. There is anxiety in the keeping of it. There are temptations to the use of it. There is guilt in the abuse of it. And there is sorrow in the losing of it. there is perplexity in the disposing of it. Two-thirds of all the strifes, quarrels, and lawsuits in the world arise from one simple cause, money. The love of it, the greed of it, the desires of it. This was the one of the most things I took from the message of Timothy. When we allow money to guide us, to lead us, we fall into such perplexities. We fall into such, sin. It brings about a different type of sin. I sometimes like to watch detective shows and criminal, like shows like that, documentaries about stuff like that. But then I'm going to close in a minute. But what I learned from most of these things, from most of the detectives on these shows, who speak always, but they all say the same thing: the love of money, what everybody would do for money, money, jealousy, and pride motivates people to do some of the most horrendous things to themselves mostly, but most also to others. Money will cause a person to kill someone. Money will cause us to lie. Money will cause us to fall into depression, the loss of it or the lack of it. But in God's word, God tells us to be content in whatever state we're in. To be content. And in Philippians 2, verses 20 through 22, it's one of the key verses that I'm going to speak about Timothy. For I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state. This is Paul, I believe, speaking of Timothy. For all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ, but ye know the proof of him, that as a son with the Father, he have showed me, he have served with me in the gospel. Timothy was a faithful servant. Yes, he had some flaws. But Timothy, youthfulness, a life lesson you can learn from Timothy is youthfulness should not be an excuse for ineffectiveness. Another life lesson, our inadequacies and inability should not keep us from being available to God. Now that one there, I place in Shannon. Because no matter what, we will be without excuse. And I did not know Pastor Bradford was going to say that, but in a sense, when she asked me to do something, to me, I know she is not God, but she is a servant of God, and she is being led, I believe, by the Spirit of the living God, through the Holy Spirit, through his word, and through his anointing. So I respond, and I don't use whatever might be going on in my life to make excuses. So I just get along by myself, turn off all distractions, and I begin to go into study mode in Jesus' name. And number three. I'm sorry. Those two life lessons, though. But this is what I took from the book of Timothy. And I want you to remember one thing, that his grandmother and his mother was only doing what they were called to do. In Proverbs 22:6, it says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. This is one of our main jobs here on this earth as parents and as grandparents and as our older aunties, older siblings, however, wherever you want to place yourself, is to lead and guide our children. In a world that we live in right now, in such a time as this, if we see all these things going on in our earth, it would behoove us to start and placing that in our young people. You know young people today. Even if they're not your physical children or grandchildren, invest in them. Pass down what God has placed in you. You might know a young person on your job, a young lady going through, a young man or whatever. People might be saying all kind of things, and you as a Christian say, well, you know what, I'm just going to pray for them. But maybe God wants you to go a little deeper. Maybe God wants you to take that person under your wings. Sometimes it's not just enough to put it in your children, your grandchildren. I think some of the greatest rewards is when we choose somebody that we're not blood related to and say, you know what, but I'm going to pass down some of this to you as well. Because now that person can go and pass it on and on and on and on and on, and that's how it's supposed to go. We can't only just care about what good does it do us. I don't know where the scripture is right now, and I can't think of it, but maybe somebody can look it up where it says if we just do this with our own family, if we just have respect of our own family, even the sinners do that. They care for their families and love them and give to them. How much more should we be doing that? We are our brother's keeper. We are responsible for one another on this earth. I don't think after all these many years and years and years and centuries have passed, we haven't learned that yet. And we are truly our brother's keeper. You do not represent yourself. You represent God on this earth. So go forward today and be a light. I hope that this elaboration helped someone today about Timothy. It greatly helped me. It really did greatly help me. I encourage you to go back and read 1st and 2nd Timothy and allow God to open up your heart and place what needs to be placed in it. And I pray that everybody will have a blessed day as you prepare to go forward. God, prepare your hearts and minds for whatever you have to face and go through in Jesus' name. Remember, Jesus Christ is Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for making a way out of no way. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but remember, God delivers us out of them all. Thank you, Father God, for using me for such a time as this. Thank you, Pastor, for your faithfulness to the Life of Jesus Kingdom Ministries, to me and to this world, in Jesus' name. Everyone, have a blessed day.
Preach, sister, preach. Go, sister, go. I am so proud of God in you. My God, my God, my God. Amen. You always had the gift. You always had that spirit of perfection and excellence. Amen. To go in and get it done and get it all and get it gathered together. And amen. Flowing. Amen. And you synchronize, not zigging and zagging. I mean, this is a spirit of excellence. I've always seen it, but I just see you growing and maturing and blossoming, and I am just so proud of the God in you. Amen. And to be able to say, amen, that you, amen, under my tutorage, amen, like Timothy and Paul, hey, go, girl, go. But I'm telling you, it was fully packed. Anybody missed it, you got to go back and listen to it. Even if you was here, I would advise you to listen to it again because it was a lot said there. Amen. You might have missed something that you're going to pick up the second time. Amen. Hallelujah. But we want to thank God for Timothy. Thank God for his godly mother and grandmother. Saint, your labor is not in vain. Look, keep train those children right. I believe I heard Deacon Hattie say once, amen, with these children out here are irate and carrying on, the parents need to be held responsible. I agree with that. Glory be to God. And he led by example. Amen. Hallelujah. He learned by example. He lived by example. Follow me as I follow Christ, but he learned by example. The children only live what they learn. Amen. Hallelujah. My God, Jesus. Hallelujah. We want to, oh, my God, girl, this was heavy. This was heavy. Amen. He was groomed for excellence. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Prepared from his youth. Amen. And surrounded around the right people. Glory be to God, didn't neglect the gifts. Hallelujah. In spite of his racial background, your background don't have nothing to do with nothing, with nothing, with nothing. God doesn't call the qualified. Amen. He qualifies the call. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Suffered to find his right place. Hallelujah. But he never gave up, and he kept going. And I'm telling you, what a way to end. Glory be to God. What a way to end. What a eulogy. What a way. When they went to Brother Timothy's funeral, they didn't have to make up nothing. They, you know, some people get up there and want to talk, spend up all the funeral time. No, you got to get to the graveyard. They want to come and talk 20 minutes and about you and this and that and that and that and this and that, wasting all the time. It's just taking too much time. Amen. Making up stuff. Amen. But here, Timothy, what, you know what I mean? He didn't make up nothing in his eulogy because he lived the life. Amen. Because Jesus was the life. And I'm telling you, for those of us, I love how you put that love of money. Amen. I got to go back and listen to that again. That was really, really, that was thorough. It was a little bit too fast for me to capture it, and I was more trying to listen. I said, let me stop taking notes and let me just listen, because I can always go back and hear the replay, because that was powerful. Amen. What you said, amen, from start to finish. But, beloved, I'm telling you, if we're looking, amen, for a role model, we're looking for a life to mentor, Chloe, Timothy is the one. And check this out now. Check this out. We about to wrap it up. But it talks about Timothy's mother and grandmother. Sound like single parents to me. Can we give the single parents an applause today? Hallelujah. Huh? His mama and his grandmama. Thank God. Hallelujah. We love the man. All I'm saying is, if you ain't got a man, if you ain't got a father, if you ain't got an uncle, it's all right, baby. It's all right. Here, his mother and his grandmother branded this man of God. And then here comes Paul. Now, when you walking with Paul, you walking with somebody. You better be careful who you walking with. You hear what I'm saying? You better be careful. What did we find out Monday with Sister Kathy and Aiken? Huh? Aiken made a mistake. Amen. Glory be to God. No, he didn't make no mistake. He sinned. And not only was he stoned to death, everybody that was with him was stoned to death. His wife went down. His children went down. You better be careful who you walking with. Oh, it always start out sweet and pretty. Just like Sister Shannon said, Sister Shannon, I watch some of them shows too. Don't it always start out sweet and pretty? Oh, boy, you're getting your climax, you're getting your groove, you're laughing, you're traveling. It always start out sweet and pretty. Oh, yeah, everything good. It always start out sweet and pretty. That's Satan's bait to set you up. You better be careful who you walking with. Because it always end up ugly. It always end up ugly, don't it? Glory be to God. You better be careful. You got to be in a winning circle, and you got to be in a sanctified circle. Look, you want to know how you can evaluate your walk with Christ? Look at the closest three people in your life and see what they about. That's saying what you about, because you can't be nothing different, because you walking with them and they walking with you. Girl, let me tell you something. I thank God for you. Thank God for you, and thank God this was loaded. This was loaded. You condensed it, amen, enough to really, you know, feed us this morning and to also arouse our curiosity, amen, to get in the book and find out a little bit more about Timothy ourselves. See, glory be to God, and how he never gave up. Yeah, he had some hard times, but he never gave up. Yeah, he suffered, but he never gave up. He don't say nothing about his daddy here. He might, of course, he had one, because somebody had to bring him in the world. It's just talking about mama and grandmama. You the mama's boy. He never gave up. He the king's kid right now. Huh? Excellent. God bless you. Amen. We appreciate you. And thank you so much for your willingness. Amen. Your willingness to serve. So the Holy Spirit just told me, he said, just use the ones that's willing to be served. He said, if you got about 5-6 people that's willing, why can't y'all just work it in a circle? You ain't got to get everybody. Just get the ones that's willing. Put Shannon up every other week. You know what I mean? Put up Sister Kathy every other week. Put up the ones that's willing to be served, and we can work this thing. And we can run right through them with the men of the Bible and get this thing done by the end of the year or whenever.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Thank you again. Amen. Love you, love you, love you, and have an awesome, beautiful day in the Lord. Amen. God bless you. Woo! That was loaded. That was loaded. Anybody, amen, that would like to listen to that again, amen, Holly, just go to blogtalkradio.com. Amen. Blogtalkradio.com. Amen. / Kingdom Leadership. I don't know. Let me see. It was 300. I think we have a couple thousand messages there. I had somebody look the other day. They said, good Google Moga. They saw all the messages. They said, you don't have these. I said, that ain't the only place. I said, we got two other places we store. If we've been doing this for 12 years, okay, you got 365 days a year. Okay, so if we did it for 10 years, that means we got 3,600 messages. But we've been doing it for 12 years. See? So we got thousands and thousands and thousands of messages. See? So when the Lord can continue to bless us, what I'm going to do, since we have all these messages saved, is we're going to have somebody come, edit them, and we're going to have CDs. See? And all of you coming and sharing, so they can buy my CDs. They can buy Sister Shannon's CDs. Glory be to God, huh? Or Timothy, they can buy Sister Kathy's CD on Econ. Glory be to God, and everybody else who serves. Glory be to God. That's where we're going with this. Amen. Glory be to God. That's where we're going with it. It's free right now. It's free right now. It's free right now. Let me say right now. Glory be to God. So you better get yours while it's free right now. Amen. And so we bless the Lord. Amen. Awesome, 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 awesome on Timothy. I'm excited. You done rouse something up in me. I think I just got to open up my Bible today and go over what you said and see what else I can find. Very inspirational, very edifying. Amen. On Brother Timothy. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right, in form of announcements today, we'll be at the altar of prayer today at 12 o'clock, Lord's willing, back at 9 o'clock. Come on and join us. Pray with us. Let us pray for you. Thank God for the anointed prayer warrior serving on today. Amen. Tomorrow night, set your clock for 9 o'clock. There's going to be a praise party in town. Come on, stop in. You ain't got to stay. We don't stay that long anyhow. I mean, normally we get it done in about, 2 hours or less. We, you know what I mean? You come with your songs, your testimonies, your praise reports. If you can't stay the whole 2 hours, you're getting sleepy, come on in and put it in. Put it in. Sing your song. Y'all know how you used to do out there in the world. You come in, amen, and you get your dance on, amen. You eat a little food, chat a little bit, and you disappear. I mean, just show up. Amen. Not for me, not for our Minister Thurman, amen, but for the Lord, amen. And because you got the body of Christ, amen. Remember since you talked about, amen, that circle of power, of influence, that circle, just come on in. Glory be to God. Do the electric slide. Do the spiritual electric slide. glory be to God. Hallelujah. And then go on to sleep if you need to go to sleep, if you're all that sleepy. Amen, in Jesus' name. All right, that's it for today. Amen, Lord's willing. We'll be back again tomorrow morning. Amen, glory be to God. Meet us on the social media at 5 a.m. at the morning altar, back here at 6 o'clock. Amen, then 12 o'clock prayer tomorrow, Lord's willing, and then our praise party at 9 p.m. Amen. God, we say thank you for this awesome elaboration on Timothy. Father God, we say thank you for our Minister Shannon and how you're grooming her. Father God, it's awesome what we are witnessing. It is just awesome what we are right before our very eyes. We see what you are doing in the life of this young lady, Father God, who openly confesses her struggles, who openly, Father God, she has no shame in her game. She just come and tell her, y'all, I messed up. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But we see she keep getting up. See, it's not that she messed up, but she keep getting up, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for rewarding her faith, rewarding her endurance, and her desire and spirit of excellence. Father God, if the word has come forth, Father God, help us to hear it. Anoint our ears to hear, Father God. Hallelujah. And our hearts to receive. In Jesus' name, bless her and bless her family, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. We can't pay her, Father God. Hallelujah. But you can, and you are, and you will. Hallelujah. And all of us, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Father. We say thank you, thank you. Father God, bless the prayer warriors as they come to 5 o'clock, 9 o'clock. Bless them for their faithfulness, Father God. Anoint them. Keep them from danger, seen and unseen, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, we thank you in advance for the prayers being answered and the manifestation of your glory, Father God, to be revealed, Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father, and in Jesus' name, we do pray. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. We ask that you would cancel every spirit of accident, incident, and calamity. Father God, hallelujah. Premature death, every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and scheme, Father God, that it will not take root, it will not prosper, and it definitely will not come to pass. No bad news shall come nigh our dwelling, Father. Hallelujah, because we stand on your word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And no weapon formed against us will prosper, and every tongue that rises in judgment is already condemned. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. We seal this prayer, we seal this service by the word, by the blood, and by the spirit, and to cast it at the feet of Jesus. Hallelujah. To decree and declare that Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings, and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen, amen, and amen. Everybody have a beautiful day. Amen. Walk in the blessing, because the blessed manifestation is already here. Amen. And it is my pleasure to serve. Thank you for allowing me to serve you. Amen. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. Love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. Amen.
Anointing fall on me, anointing fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me, anointing. Right now. Oh, we love you, Lord. We
precious.